I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The leaders of the two main Palestinian factions signed a unity deal today in Cairo. It's supposed to end the bitter feud between Hamas and Fatah. That feud stems from fighting back in 2007 that left Palestinians with separate governments for Gaza and the West Bank. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Cairo.
Fatah's top official is also the president of the U.S.-backed Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas said today marks the end of four black years in the history of the Palestinian people. We are announcing the good news from Egypt, Abbas said, a country that has taken on its national and historic responsibility of supporting the Palestinian people. The leader of Hamas, Khalid Mashal, also spoke today about beginning a new chapter. We came here, Mashal said, to reach this moment for the sake of God and for the sake of our great people. He said the Palestinians are one people with one cause and they need one leadership. The notion of ending the political divide between Hamas in Gaza and Fatah in the West Bank is wildly popular with the Palestinian public. Popular demand for unity played no small part in today's agreement.
I think that this is a government into which both Fatah and Hamas were forced.
Rashid Khalidi is professor of modern Arab studies at Columbia University.
They actually have no choice. Both sides, both Palestinian factions, have lost immensely with their own public opinion. Both sides accept that they need a new popular mandate. Both governments, all ministers, all members of the Palestinian Legislative Council, have expired terms. There's no legitimacy anywhere in the Palestinian Authority on either side of it.
In Gaza, Khalidi says Palestinians have lost a lot of faith in the Hamas ideology of resistance against Israel. And in the West Bank, the American-backed and Fatah-dominated Palestinian Authority was embarrassed early this year by revelations that it offered big concessions to Israel and got nothing in return. Egypt has a lot riding on the Palestinian Unity Agreement. The country was once considered a regional power broker, but many Egyptians feel that role has faded away in the past decade. Emad Gad is an expert on Israeli-Palestinian affairs at the Al-Ahram Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo. He says the Palestinian reconciliation deal is the starting point for Egypt's new government to restore its regional authority after the fall of Hosni Mubarak.
The Egyptian regime now is trying to restore, to enhance the regional role of Egypt in front of every country, in front of Israel, in front of Saudi Arabia, in front of the United Arab Emirates, in front of Qatar, in front of Turkey, Iran. So this is an Egyptian point of view.
On paper, the Palestinian unity deal is short on specifics. Israel's top concern is that Hamas has never agreed to recognize the legitimacy of the state of Israel, and it rejects negotiations with the Jewish state. Dr. Gad says the U.S. should have faith that Egypt will help moderate Hamas in Gaza and move the Palestinians closer to real peace with Israel.
Also, Hamas needs the Egyptian rule. So collapsing the agreement means they will lose the Egyptian effort, they will lose the Egyptian support, they will lose the Egyptian cooperation.
That cooperation is critical, God says, if Hamas wants to revive Gaza economically. The new Egyptian government says it will reopen the Rafah border crossing this month. The Palestinian leadership in the West Bank is also keen to make nice with the new Egypt. Former President Mubarak was an unwavering supporter of the Fatah government in the West Bank. Those same officials could use Egypt's support now in their diplomatic drive to win international recognition at the United Nations as an independent state. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Cairo.
You can follow Matthew's ongoing coverage from Egypt. Just go to theworld.org/blogs to find his latest posts.